This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. If you want to vote early in Texas, you have to do it by 7 o'clock today. Early voting numbers are up at least 30% from 4 years ago. Also up, the number of charges and countercharges of voter fraud and voter suppression. Tarrant County is one flashpoint in that battle, and Fort Worth City Councilmember Sal Espino is in the middle of it. Espino, a Democrat, is part of a group that filed a complaint with federal officials this week. Their claim that state investigators and a local group looking for voter fraud are actually intimidating elderly Latino voters. Sal Espino, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
A month ago, this state's Republican governor, Greg Abbott, retweeted a claim that the largest investigation of voter fraud in Texas history was happening in Tarrant County. How did you react to that?
I was surprised, number one, because Tarrant County is a red county. It's a Republican county. More mail-in ballots are done by Republicans and Democrats. And this group, Direct Action Texas, a Tea Party group, had filed a complaint with the Attorney General's office. And evidently, they had been talking to seniors, both Direct Action Texas and the AG, and primarily Latino seniors, Spanish-speaking seniors. And from information we've gathered in the field, some of these seniors don't want to vote anymore because they're scared or feel like they've done something wrong. So that's what led to the complaint being filed with the Department of Justice.
Did the state investigators talk to you?
No, they haven't talked to me. No one's approached me or any of the campaigns I've been involved.
Now, one of the things that I understand has been a point of contention is the people who collect those ballots and the concern that that's where the alleged malfeasance at.
Right. Under Texas law, a campaign or any individual can assist a registered voter, and folks that can vote by mail are seniors, 65 and over, folks that will be out of town during early voting election day, folks that are disabled, and obviously folks overseas. The senior or the person requesting the ballot has to sign, but the person assisting also has to sign, print their name and address.
And the person assisting being the person who is like helping them through that process, collecting their ballot and delivering it.
I think the crazy allegation is that workers were out in the field forging signatures. Then these workers were taking the envelopes that were sent to the seniors out of the mailbox and tricking the seniors into signing and then taking the envelopes with them. And that somehow those of us that were involved in these close races, I guess, sanctioned that conduct. And that is simply not true.
What do you say to people who argue that by filing a federal complaint, you're just trying to divert attention from what they see as voter fraud?
I take very seriously the rights of senior citizens to vote by mail and also those that are vulnerable, those that are primarily Spanish speakers. You have to understand the Latino community, we have a lot of folks that while they may be bilingual, they're more comfortable in Spanish. So all we're trying to do is encourage more people to vote in the democratic process. So more participation in the democratic process is not mutually exclusive with ballot security. These seniors are the most consistent voters. They vote in every election. And so we have to protect their rights.
Our talk show, Think, broadcast from Austin this week. Chris Boyd talked with the Texas Secretary of State, a Republican named Carlos Cascos, and he said this about voter fraud.
I don't know if anybody knows how prevalent it is, because the only time you find out is when somebody gets caught. But it's like anything else. I mean, you could have 50 people run a stop sign and you may catch three of them, but you don't catch the other 47. So it's the same thing with this. No one can pinpoint if they say there's, 10% is fraud, 5% is fraud, 3% is fraud.
Sal Espino, how do you respond to the Secretary of State's comments?
Well, in all my years of being involved in electoral politics, I am not aware of that happening here in Tarrant County. There's been studies done nationwide. We know that in-person voter fraud doesn't happen very often. There have been some prosecutions against by the AG over 14, 16 years. But to say that there's some conspiracy like this group alleges, that's just very unfortunate and simply not true.
Now, Donald Trump, of course, has talked repeatedly about the election being rigged, has encouraged his supporters to go out and become poll watchers. What kind of impact do you think that's had?
Texas law, federal law allows you to have poll watchers. They need to comply with the law. What I don't like is if folks are standing outside within the distance marker and just yelling at people, being ugly to people. And we've been blessed here in Fort Worth and Tarrant County to have relatively civil discussions, even in hard-fought, close contests. But I worry with what's happening in Washington and Austin, it may infect the local level.
Sal Espino, Fort Worth City Council member, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.